Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, October 10th. The University of Colorado at Boulder has kicked off a series of forums with state lawmakers to talk about their plans for addressing climate change. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Republican State Senator Ray Scott of Grand Junction was the first speaker in the series. Scott said scientific studies about climate change are confusing and conflicting, and he thinks lawmakers should convene a bipartisan panel to review them and try to agree on which ones are accurate. Scott also criticized recent vehicle emission regulations covering the entire state, saying most of the problem comes from big Front Range cities. The climate forums continue next week with Democratic State Senator Steve Finberg of Boulder, and run through November. I'm Scott Franz.
A recent round of grants from Great Outdoors Colorado will help recreation on the Western Slope. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with the story.
Several Western Slope communities recently got grants to improve outdoor recreation, courtesy of Great Outdoors Colorado. GOCO is funded by proceeds from the state lottery. Local governments can apply for grants to build playgrounds, community parks, or trails, or to conserve wildlife habitat and open spaces. Mesa County got the biggest share of this most recent round of Great Outdoors Colorado funding, $1.2 million to pay for finishing the Palisade Plunge Trail. The trail, 33 miles long, will drop 6,000 feet from the Grand Mesa all the way to Palisade. It's primarily meant for mountain biking, but hikers and other non-motorized users are welcome also. The plunge will link to several other trail systems and recreation areas. Construction began this summer and is expected to be complete in October 2020. Both Grand Junction and Paonia received grants of around $57,000. The two communities each intend to use the money to update their master plans for parks and recreation. Grand Junction's parks plan hasn't been updated since 2001, and since then, the city has seen a nearly 10% increase in population and an even larger uptick in park usage. Paonia's master plan dates to 1996, and like Grand Junction, the area has seen many new residents arrive since then. The town plans to improve parks, create new trails, and may even consider adding a recreation center. Since the creation of Great Outdoors Colorado in 1992, GOCO has invested more than $1.2 billion in various projects around the state. The Western Slope has received substantial funding from that. Leading the pack is Mesa County, which has gotten a grand total of $14 million. Both Delta and San Miguel counties have received around $10 million. Montrose is next with over $6 million, and Ouray County has gotten $4 million, with Hinsdale the recipient of more than $1 million. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Climate change has been called the new normal by some, but residents in the Southwest say there's nothing normal about it. Communities in the Four Corners, where Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, and Arizona meet, have been bouncing between desperately dry and record-breaking moisture for the past few years. Luke Runyon has more on how they're adapting.
Dustin Stein is pushing down the wires of an electric fence with his left foot while he swings his other leg over into a pasture. We're trying to get a closer look at his grazing black and brown steers.
That fence is on. Okay. This wire is not.
The 30-something mustachioed rancher lowers the fence just enough for me to straddle it. The dangling cables from my audio recorder barely make it over.
Watch that piece of wire there.
I've never been electrocuted through my recorder, so that would be a first.
Stein has managed Stubborn Farms outside the small town of Mancos in southwestern Colorado for the past 7 years.
So we're a sperm-to-steak grass-fed beef operation.
That's a new one.
You haven't heard that yet?
If you want a sense of what climate change is doing to agriculture in the Southwest, this is a pretty good place to see it on a small scale.
You know, so hot, so dry, so much snow, the river's too high. It's like, it's just incredibly bipolar.
The summer of 2018, for example, was the hottest on record across most of the Four Corners. With irrigation water tapped out and his pastures brown, Stein was forced to send all his cattle to high mountain pastures 200 miles to the north near Gunnison.
Because there was no way that we were going to be able to economically keep them fed here in the valley.
Then, this past winter, snowpack in some parts of the nearby San Juan Mountains was at its highest level ever, leaving parched communities having to quickly prepare for flooding. And before anyone could catch their breath, drought returned this summer.
I feel like I haven't had a break in, I don't know, 18 months or something.
Some scientists and practitioners have referred to this as climate whiplash.
Greg Garfin is a climatologist at the University of Arizona. For ranchers like Dustin Stein, he says climate change is not some far-off problem. It's affecting people now.
In the Southwest, we live in a very variable climate to begin with. And I think one of the concerns is about enhanced variation.
Meaning rising temperatures lead to less snow and lower rivers, which in turn limits which livelihoods can survive. There's lots of talk about adapting to a changing climate, but for small-scale farmers and ranchers, rearranging their operations is expensive.
You know, it's a cost. It's something you have to plan really for.
Carrie Padgett is a water engineer based in Durango. She points to irrigation. Much of that infrastructure was built almost a century ago. Both drought and flood have put big strains on their systems.
I think most people are living day to day in their operations, and they're not able to have that forethought to really save the money to plan for those future costs or replacements.
Okay, so that's kind of sub-irrigated, which is nice.
Back in Mancos, rancher Dustin Stein is thinking about how to make changes to his ranch to better mirror the erratic weather. Unlike some of the old-timers who ranch nearby, Stein will likely be around to see climate change reshape the Southwest.
We're literally on the edge of 14,000-foot mountains in between dry desert. And so I can see how that dry desert will slowly creep in towards us.
I think some people would look at you and be like, get out of there.
And some days I have those thoughts, but my heart is really here.
Plus, he says, there's something inspiring and exciting about being an early adapter, at least for now. Taking an historic livelihood like ranching and figuring out how to keep it going, even when it looks like all the cards are stacked against it. I'm Luke Runyon in Mancos, Colorado.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, October 10th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.